Susan Thomsey?
Senator Johnson, Representative Kumieka, and all the members of the committee. For well over 30 years, we have been harvesting seaweeds, including rockweed, primarily in Quahog Bay. Over the years, at our invitation, we've had people in like Dr. Battis and Dr. Joe Bagley to survey. To survey our harvest areas with particular attention to biodiversity and biomass and structure, and to assess the harvesting impact eventually of the mechanical harvesters that we had finally developed. With all the testimony that has been presented to you today, several weeks ago, I feel it's critically important that you be provided with accurate information and not to be misled by fear-mongering and emotion. I put myself into this neither section because I was troubled by things that were told to you on January 23rd. You were given testimony that at best was inaccurate and misleading. And quickly, I would just like to give you several specific examples. And there's no way that we can truly expect you to become the scientific experts on all of this and to give you the accurate information and the reference to it. I'll do it quickly. You were told that the amount of, on January 23rd, that the amount of seaweed cut and removed from Maine shores has increased 100 times over the past decade. That's kind of scary, and it was grossly exaggerated, misleading, and not true. The landings reports, which I have with the papers, it shows just in brief that over that time period, it's like just over a 2.5 times increase, not a hundredfold, which would be pretty scary. You were told that in all other areas in Maine, other than Cobscook, that there are only two regulations having to do with the cutting itself. The people who do the cutting have to have a license, and the cut has to be taken 16 inches. Well, there was a third requirement that is critically important to sustainable management, and it was not disclosed to you, and that's very specifically that the lowest lateral branches have to remain. And these are the branches that are very important for the regrowth and regeneration. If you have branching like this and you cut it off here, you may never get regrowth on that site. But if you've had to leave the lowest lateral branches, you will. You were told that currently in the rest of Maine outside of Cobscook Bay, rockweed trees can be taken off the rocks with machine harvesters without limit. That's simply not true. Throughout the entire coast, the current regulations for harvesting of rockweeds have the regulations about minimum 16 inches above the holdfast and the lateral branches. You were told that it's...
I'm sorry, but you can give us this information without making references to the other testimony.
Okay. I thought that was the critical point. I stand corrected. I did include pictures of the mechanical harvesters that we developed 8 years ago, and I invite anybody to come down with or without other scientists and look at the health, the extraordinary health of our resource.
Thank you. I'm sorry, but what is Source Maine?
We have a processing plant at 7 Industrial Parkway in Brunswick, Maine.
Okay.
And a harvesting operation. We've harvested primarily in Quahog Bay for over 30 years.
So you're a seaweed harvester?
I'm sorry, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.